الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم 72 Pearls of Wisdom from Tafsir Nur al-Irfan Part 2 Supplication of Attar O Allah, whoever reads or listens to the booklet 72 Pearls of Wisdom from Tafsir Nurul Irfan Part 2, grant them the blessings of the Noble Qur'an, forgive them and grant them and their parents proximity to the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa'alihi Wasallam in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. Bijahi Khatamin Nabiyyin Sallallahu Alaihi Wa'alihi Wasallam. Prophetic Reply to Salam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam stated, "Ma min ahadin yusallimu alayya illa raddallahu alayya ruhi hatta arudda alayhi salam." No one recites salam upon me except that Allah returns my soul to me so that I reply to his salam. Commentary upon the hadith. Hakim al-Ummah Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi alayhi states, "Here soul means attention and not the soul by which life is established. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is alive with continual life." This hadith does not mean I am lifeless and keep coming to life upon someone's recital of salam to reply to it. Otherwise, in every moment, hundreds of thousands of salats are being recited, which would mean that the prophetic soul is exiting and re-entering hundreds of thousands of times in one moment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Command to travel to Gujarat from Medina. The exegete of the Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi alayh, visited the noble Haramain, Mecca and Medina, 7 times. On one occasion, after performing Hajj, he spent the best days of his life for a long period in the beautiful city of Medina, and his heart longed to stay in this blessed land forever. Someone who lived near Al-Masjid Al-Nabawi saw the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam in a dream and received this command. "Tell Ahmad Yar Khan to go to Gujarat and work on an exegesis of the Quran." When he rahmatullahi alayhi received this message, he rahmatullahi alayhi became elated and said, "I received a command from the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam to go to Gujarat. Now Gujarat is like Medina to me." True devotee of the beloved Prophet, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi alayh. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayh was a renowned true devotee of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, a practicing scholar, a Sufi and an exegete of the Noble Quran. Allah Almighty granted the great Mufti and his works acceptance in the world. Why would his Quranic exegesis not be accepted when the command to write them came directly from the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam? He authored 2 famous exegeses. Number 1, Tafsir Nurul Irfan, and number 2, Tafsir-e Naimi. The latter is incomplete as he passed away after finishing 11 chapters. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayh was an expert scholar and muhaddith of his era. If you read his works, you will find love of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in every line. Whether it was an exegesis of the Noble Quran or commentary of a hadith, the Mufti did not miss an opportunity to praise the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He provides rational examples for people that are influenced by rational arguments and examples from the Noble Quran and a hadith for general Muslims. Catering for All. This booklet contains pearls of wisdom from Tafsir Nurul Irfan. May Allah shower His mercy upon the Mufti and grant us His blessings. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. 22 beautiful points from Surah Al-An'am. Number 1. There are 7 skies and 7 earths. However, the skies are at some distance from one another, whereas the 7 earths are attached to one another like the layers of an onion. Furthermore, the reality of every sky differs. One is of copper, one of silver, and another of gold. However, the reality of every earth is soil. For this reason, everywhere in the Noble Quran, the sky is plural and the earth is singular. Therefore, there is no conflict within the Quranic verses. It should be remembered that the skies were created in 2 days, the earth in 2 days, and the animals, trees, etc. in 2 days. The meaning of a day is that amount of time. Otherwise, there was no day at that time. A day is according to the sun, and there was no sun at that time. Number 2. The evil deeds of a disbeliever will ride upon him, whereas a believer will ride upon some of his good deeds. The sacrificial animal will be a conveyance. The good acts of a disbeliever will be light, and his sins will be heavy. The good deeds of a believer will be weighty, and his bad actions will be light. If the stomach is upset, food becomes burdensome and weighs down on us. If the stomach is well, food is light and becomes a conveyance. Misfortune of hardness of the heart. Number 3. From all punishments, the worst is hardness of the heart, which is unaffected by prophetic teachings. From this, it is apparent that receiving worldly ease despite sins is the wrath of Allah Almighty and His punishment. Due to it, a person becomes more heedless and daring upon sin. In fact, he surmises that sin is a good thing. Otherwise, I would not have these blessings. This is disbelief. It is also evident that difficulty befalling a pious person is a means of divine mercy, as through it, this righteous person's ranks are elevated. 3 names for the death of a believer and disbeliever. Number 4. There are 3 names for the death of a believer. Number 1. Wafat, i.e. the time for completion of one's action. Ahead, there is time for rest and reward. Number 2. Visal, i.e. the means of meeting the beloved. Number 3. Shahadat, i.e. the means of arrival in the court of Allah Almighty. There are also 3 names for the death of a disbeliever. Number 1, Tadmir, i.e. destruction. Dammarnahum tadmira. Number 2, Halakat, ahlaknahum. Number 3, Akhd, akhadnahum. In this way, the name of a believer's life is Hayati Taiba, a pure life. And the life of a disbeliever is called Ma'ishatan Dankan, a constricted life. Number 5. The righteous had glad tidings that they will not be taken out of the doors of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Therefore, the one who seeks proximity to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam should remember Allah Almighty. This command is until the day of judgment. Number 6. Every large and small matter is inscribed on the preserved tablet. This is not due to any fear of Allah Almighty forgetting, or rather it is to inform His special proximate servants. Number 7. No such awe of creation comes in the heart of the noble prophets alayhimus salatu wassalam, which prevents them from establishing that which is obligatory. Number 8, the establishment of the world and our stay here are temporary. The real place of stay is the hereafter. That is why the world is called Darul Farar, i.e. the abode of fleeing, and the hereafter is called Darul Qarar, the abode of lasting stay. Number 9. The noble Sufis, rahimahumullah, state, the way a seed cannot sprout without water, the same way our actions cannot be accepted in the court of Allah Almighty without someone's concerned gaze. Satan had many seeds of action. However, he did not receive the water of prophethood. Therefore, the fruit of acceptance did not grow. Number 10. A sermon giver and scholar should not deliver an exhortation in such a way that produces obstinacy in people and results in physical attack. If there is a strong assumption that advising a person is cause of greater corruption, one should not advise him. Number 11. Propagation and miracles are not independent guides. Guidance comes from the grace of Allah Almighty. These matters are means of guidance. To repel an illness, one should certainly take medication. However, trust should be placed with Allah Almighty. Number 12. Apart from jinn and humans, all creation is obedient to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, worships Allah Almighty, and is neither disbelieving or an enemy to any prophet. Number 13. Disputing concerning religious rulings without knowledge, or debating merrily with the intention of argumentation, is the action of Satan or satanic people. Number 14. A sinful believer does not deem his sin to be good, so he remains a believer. However, a disbeliever deems his sins to be good and is proud of them. Therefore, he is not worthy of forgiveness. Signs of a constricted chest. Number 15. Finding religious activity burdensome and worldly activity easy is a sign of a constricted chest. Constriction of the chest is the accumulation of the causes of disbelief and the causes of Islam not being readily available. Allah Almighty save us from this. It should be remembered that this does not mean that a person is compelled upon disbelief. Rather, he commits disbelief and disobedience of his own choice. His evils cause a state in his heart like the development of rust on iron, which makes it useless. Number 16. There will be every kind of safety in paradise. There will be no illness, death, or the thought of opposing another. For this reason, it is called Darus Salam, the abode of peace. Number 17. If you desire good leaders, perform good actions. Number 18. On the day of judgment, accounting the books of deeds and questioning will not be due to any lack of knowledge with Allah Almighty. Rather, just as there is no punishment of those that are unaware in the world, likewise in the hereafter, in fact, the sinners will be informed, convinced, and then punished. Number 19. Appearing pious while sinning secretly is not piety. Rather, it is ostentation. Piety is to fear Allah Almighty in every state. The ostentatious person is more dangerous than an open sinner. Proverb. Tan ujla man savla baghle kasa beek. Tu se to kaha bala jo andar bahir ek, i.e. the ostentation person is like the heron which appears white and clean, however it is ever ready to hunt. A crow is better than the ostentatious person, as it is the same as its appearance. May Allah Almighty grant true piety. Ameen. Number 20. The noble Sufis, rahimahumullah, say, corruption in dealings with people leads one to corrupt one's worship. In turn, this sometimes leads to corruption in creed. Abandoning the recommended leads to abandoning that which is sunnah, and abandoning the sunan leads to abandoning that which is farz. Prevent the thief at the door. Number 21. A life for the sake of Allah Almighty is that which is sacrificed for Allah's work. May you live serving the religion and in the remembrance of Allah Almighty. May you pass away in obedience to Allah Almighty. Number 22. Amongst all creation, the first believer is the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He was a worshipper and even a prophet before Sayyiduna Mika'il and Sayyiduna Jibra'il alayhi masalam. 21 beautiful points from Surah Al-A'raf. Number 1. The final part of the night is the time of the descent of the mercy of Allah Almighty for the ones who remember Allah Almighty, and the descent of punishment for the heedless. For this reason, offering tahajjud at this time is better to extinguish the fire of divine wrath. Divine love and devotion to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number 2. Love for Allah Almighty and love for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam will not be weighed, as they are not actions. Rather, they are states of the heart. In this way, the actions of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam will not be weighed, as no scale can weigh his deeds. Just as the scales of the world cannot weigh the water of the oceans and the air, the name of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam will be so weighty that insha'Allah the scrolls of sinful deeds of hundreds of thousands of sinners like me will be lightened before it. Number 3. The first to perform taqiyah was Satan, i.e. to lie, as he feigned friendship on his tongue whilst harbouring enmity towards Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam in his heart. Number 4. One should ascribe mistakes to himself and pious deeds to Allah Almighty. This is the prophetic sunnah. Satan ascribed his own misguidance to Allah Almighty, saying, فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي, you misguided me. So he became rejected. Number 5. Satan is outwardly a friend to disbelievers, and disbelievers are friends of Satan from their hearts. Whereas in reality, Satan is not even a friend to disbelievers. He is an enemy to every human being. There is blessing in agreement. Number 6. One of the punishments of the hellfire is disagreement amongst its dwellers, just as one of the rewards of paradise is mutual love and harmony. In the world, whichever believer's home is a place of reconciliation, it is a heavenly home. Number 7. Forbearance in the face of the insolence of the ignorant is a sunnah of the Prophets alayhi musallatu wassalam. Number 8. Calamity and rest in this world is a test. One should be patient in calamity and grateful in rest. Number 9. Not turning to Allah Almighty in calamity and considering it just coincidental is a sign of a heedless nation. The noble companions, radiyallahu anhum, would think that every illness had come due to some mistake, and they would fear at every blessing, lest it be a punishment from Allah Almighty. This is the sign of a heart which is alive. May Allah grant us this. Number 10. The punishment of Allah Almighty often comes at a time of heedlessness. Heedlessness mostly occurs in the last part of the night or in the afternoon. Number 11. The recognition of a complete believer is that the disbelievers are not happy with him. The displeasure of the disbelievers is an evidence of strong faith. He whom both the disbelievers and believers are happy with is a hypocrite. Number 12. Arrogance is that fire which burns and destroys all the capabilities of the heart, in particular when pride is in opposition to Allah's accepted people. Number 13. Allah Almighty informed the previous nations of the pious deeds and the beloved Prophet's Ummah, but did not make any of their misdeeds apparent, because even though this nation has sins, it is the Ummah of the Beloved. Number 14. Reverence of the Beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is necessary, verbally, practically, in every way. In fact, it is a pillar of faith. That reverence which is not forbidden should be shown. There is no need for proof. Do not perform prostration, otherwise revere in every way. Number 15. The meaning of emulating the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is to emulate him, thinking and understanding that you have placed yourself in his hands the way that the deceased is in the hands of those washing him. Number 16. The blessings of Allah Almighty are taken away due to the misfortune of sins. Number 17. To reside in a blessed city is also a blessing of Allah Almighty. The people of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara are fortunate that they reside in the land of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number 18. The tongue which does not praise Allah Almighty and laud the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is mute. The ear which does not listen to the book of Allah Almighty is deaf. The eye which does not witness his proofs is blind, because it does not fulfill the purpose of its creation. Number 19. Few of jinn and mankind are upon guidance, and more are misguided. Number 20. If man remained upright, he would surpass the angels, and if he proceeds incorrectly, he will become worse than animals, as they know their right and wrong, and he does not. A dog smells before he enters his mouth, but this human devours the lawful and unlawful alike, without investigating. Number 21. Just as one should fulfill worship, such as prayer and fasting, etc., he should also reflect on creation, as through this, a recognition of Allah Almighty is attained. Six beautiful points from Surah Al-Anfal. Number 1. One should recite the noble Qur'an with presence of mind and humility. A believer's fear of Allah Almighty in this world is the means of absence of fear in the future. Number 2. Through the grace of Allah Almighty, fear of the disbelievers does not enter the heart of a believer, or rather, the disbelievers are in awe of the believer. Faith is the great weapon of the believer. Number 3. Allah Almighty has granted the believer such inner sight that he can distinguish between the sincere and the hypocrite. So how is it possible that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam cannot recognize the hypocrites? In this way, the believer can distinguish between truth and falsehood through the light of faith. A believer's heart naturally loathes falsehood and craves the truth. Explanation of ostentation and sincerity. Number 4. There are 4 levels of piety. Therefore, the degrees of sainthood are also 4. Number 1. To safeguard against disbelief. Number 2. To avoid sin. Number 3. To stay away from doubtful matters. And number 4, to avoid other than Allah Almighty. Other than Allah Almighty which makes one heedless of Allah Almighty. If prayer and other worship is for ostentation, I to show people they are other than Allah Almighty, and if food is consumed for the sake of Allah Almighty, it is not that other. Number 5. Clapping and whistling are the practices of the disbelievers. Number 6. Allah hears all, but He does not accept everybody. He only accepts from those who accept from Him. 23 beautiful points from Surah At-Tawbah. Number 1. Passion for populating the masjid is a sign of faith. In this way, dislike of masajid or desiring their destruction is a sign of disbelief. Lighting the masjid is an early practice. Number 2. Lighting the masjid for the completion of the noble Quran in Ramadan is very rewardable as it enters into populating the masjid. Sayyiduna Umar radiyallahu anhu was the first to place high quality rugs in Al-Masjid Al-Nabawi. Prior to this, there was just sand. Sayyiduna Uthman radiyallahu anhu was first in giving it a grand structure. Sayyiduna Tamim Al-Dari radiyallahu anhu was first in arranging candles in it. In the era of Sayyiduna Umar radiyallahu anhu, he illuminated the masjid in Ramadan, and Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu anhu supplicated for light in the grave for Sayyiduna Umar radiyallahu anhu. Sayyiduna Dihya al-Qalbi radiyallahu anhu would light lanterns in Masjid al-Nabawi. Sayyiduna Sulaiman alayhi salam illuminated Baytul Muqaddas so much that women would spin yarn in its light miles away. Sayyiduna Sulaiman alayhi salam arranged lighting of red sulfur in Baytul Muqaddas, which would shine for 12 square miles, and decorated it with gold and silver. These were all beloved people of Allah Almighty. Number 3. The works of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam are the works of Allah Almighty, as giving glad tidings to the believers is the work of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. He is also named Bashir, one who gives glad tidings. Number 4. On the Day of Judgment, forgiveness and the bounties of paradise will not just be the result of one's actions. Rather, they will be the consequence of the grace of Allah Almighty. Pious deeds are a means of attaining His grace. Number 5. The pleasure of Allah Almighty is the greatest of all blessings. May Allah Almighty grant it to us. A rank of As-Siddiq. Number 6. The companionship of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu is a definitive Quranic belief. Therefore, its denier is a disbeliever. After the rank of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr's station is the greatest, as Allah Almighty mentioned him second to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. For this reason, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam appointed him as Imam of prayer in his place. The caliphate belongs to Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu after the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. When Allah Almighty has already appointed him as the second, who is it that makes him third or fourth? Even in the grave, he is second, and on the Day of Judgment too. Number 7. A hypocrite even performs pious deed with an evil intention. The affair of the hereafter is opposite to this world. Number 8. To be safe from difficulty in the way of Allah Almighty is loss, and enduring trouble is beneficial. The one who spends more in the way of Allah Almighty profits, and he who spends less is in loss. The affair there is opposite to hear. Meaning of laziness in prayer. Number 9. Offering prayer lazily is the practice of the hypocrites. Many legal rulings can be extracted from this. Praying in constricted timing and habitually offering prayer individually rather than in congregation, praying bareheaded or with sleeves rolled up is disliked as it is a sign of laziness. Number 10. Those children and that wealth which distracts a person from Allah Almighty is the punishment of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty savors from that. Death of a believer and a disbeliever. Number 11. A wealthy person's soul exits with great difficulty and he has twofold pain, that of departing the world and that of leaving wealth. The soul of a believer exits with ease as he sees it as a means of meeting the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. That is why the day of passing is called Urs, i.e. day of wedding and meeting the groom. Death is a train which delivers a criminal to his place of hanging and the groom to the place of his wedding. For a believer, death is the day of meeting, and for the disbeliever, it is the day of separating. Blessings of Jannah and pleasure of Allah Almighty. Number 12. The greatest blessing of paradise will be Allah's pleasure with the dwellers of paradise. He will never be displeased with them. It should be remembered that the pleasure of Allah Almighty and His beatific vision will not be in return for any action. This will be the special bestowal of Allah Almighty. In the world, the sign of Allah's pleasure is that the pious servants of Allah Almighty are pleased with the person and that Allah Almighty grants him the ability to perform pious acts. When Allah Almighty is pleased with a person, it is announced amongst the angels that we are pleased with him. You be pleased with him as well. Then love for him enters the hearts of all the dwellers of the earth. The inclination of hearts towards the pious predecessors, rahimahumullah, is a sign of them being beloved to Allah Almighty. Number 13. Even a small portion of the pleasure of Allah Almighty is great success. May Allah Almighty grant it to us by His grace. Number 14. Whoever finds sinning easy and pious deeds laborious, understand that there is hypocrisy in his heart. May Allah Almighty save us from that. It is permissible to place blessed relics in the grave. Number 15. Placing blessed relics in the shroud or grave of the deceased to repel the punishment of the grave is permissible. In fact, it is a sunnah. Number 16. The one taking charity should supplicate for the donator. Number 17. No Muslim can reach the station of the noble companions radiallahu anhum. They have received approval of their pious deeds from the mighty Arsh. We have no news of the acceptance of any pious act of ours. Number 18. Visitation of the resting place of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and repenting there is cause for greater acceptance. Favoured charity. Number 19. The charity that is given out through the hands of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is most beloved. The noble companions radiallahu anhum acted upon this. Number 20. Boycotting a persistent transgressor is an excellent method of rectification. Number 21. The noble Sufis, rahimahumullah, state, whoever has enmity for a prophet in his heart, it is rare for him to be granted the ability to repent. Mostly, such a person dies upon disbelief. Number 22. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was born in Al-Makkah Al-Mukarramah and he resides in Al-Madinah Al-Munawwarah. However, he is in the heart of every believer. Just as the sun is upon the fourth sky, but illuminates the whole world, just as the light of the sun is everywhere, but its specific benefits in specific places, ripening plants, causing flowers to blossom in gardens, and fruits to ripen in orchards, forming garnets and rubies in the mountains of Badakhshan, are likewise the general blessings, i.e. propagation of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam reached all. But only the believers received faith. The saints of Allah Almighty receive general gnosis. The special saints receive the draft of Qutbiyyat and Ghawsiyyat, and a specific group received companionship. With the passing of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his birth, i.e. appearance, ended. However, his coming did not. He has come forever. Just as the sun sets, its appearance ends, but not its existence. Number 23. Other people are covetous of good for themselves and their children. But this Messenger of Mercy, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, is deeply concerned for the well-being of his ummah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.